We're talking to Haley Scuddy. She just graduated from PCM and has committed to play softball at Simpson College. First of all, Haley, tell us about your decision to attend Simpson here this fall and join the softball program.
Well, with the scare of not having a season for my senior season, I decided that I wasn't ready to be done playing. So knowing that I was going to Simpson and have gone to Simpson camps, I decided that maybe I should play at Simpson. And so I reached out to the coach and he's like, hey, if you want to play, here you go. Just sign. And I was like, all right, I will. So I did.
Awesome. So it sounds like you ended up making that decision not until this past May. Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. And that being said, how important was it that you were going to play sports in college, particularly softball? Was that really in the question before COVID hit, or was it kind of just something that came up last minute there?
It was something I debated doing. I didn't want to make my schedule too crazy busy, but then I realized that, hey, I love the game, I love the sport, and the team there is just awesome. So yeah,
absolutely. Well, taking a look at Simpson's roster, it's a pretty big one. I think I saw somewhere that it's the largest softball roster in the entire American Rivers Conference. Definitely going to be position battles. And that being said, where do you think you might be able to fit in your freshman year, how you might be able to contribute?
So when I signed, I didn't really sign to play anywhere, actually. I just wanted to be – had the opportunity to be on the team, so I took it right away. But if I play anywhere, I'd be more than happy. Just being around the team was really all I wanted.
Absolutely. Well, and Coach Brett Mathias, he is entering his fifth year in the program. It looks like he's done a lot of good things in his time at Simpson. It seemed to me like he just brings out, you know, the very best in players. He brings out the top potential in every – single player that goes through that program. That being said, what do you know about him and what does he bring to the table as a coach?
So when I went to the Simpson camp, I think it was in January, he was just very, very, like, had a whole bunch of energy and a whole lot of enthusiasm and just spread that throughout the team. And that was just a super fun atmosphere. So that's kind of what helped me decide that I wanted to play there too.
Well, taking a look back at your senior year here at PCM, you know, yeah, obviously maybe you would have liked to have won a couple more games. However, it seemed like the program still made some strides. That being said, you know, how do you think the season went from your perspective, both from a team standpoint and from an individual standpoint?
Honestly, I think the season went pretty well. Yeah, we didn't have a lot of wins, but that's really not what it's about, especially at the high school level, especially with our team being as young as it is too. Like, there's a lot of young girls, but they have grown so much throughout the past couple of years, and I'm so extremely proud of them. I can't wait to see where they go, but I think it was a pretty good season overall, yeah.
For sure, and of course, there was all the uncertainty about, you know, whether or not we were going to have summer sports in the state of Iowa, but when you did end up having that season, what did it mean to have one final season to be able to put on a Mustang uniform?
To be honest, I wasn't expecting to get to have my senior season, so I was very, very grateful that I did, and it just taught me to not take any moment for granted, especially throughout the season, and I would talk to the girls about that too. I was like, hey, you know what, we have this game tonight, but who says that we won't be able, like, we're going to have our game tomorrow night, who knows? We don't, so just taught me and them to be grateful for every single moment.
For sure. And, you know, speaking of moments, what do you think are maybe one or two of your top moments as a PCM softball player, whether it's this year or, you know, any time throughout your high school softball career? What do you think are some of the top best moments that you had as a softball player at PCM?
That's a tough question. I don't know. Off the field, I guess, I was just super, like, enthusiastic and had a lot of energy. I actually, after the wins that we had, we would do Cotton Eye Joe line dance. And I actually started that for the team. So I think that's probably one of my proudest moments. But other than that, just being around the team and helping them, I don't know. I feel like I just brought the energy up quite a bit. So probably that.
Well, that's certainly what Coach Hudnut told me in his conversations throughout the summer, that you just bring in the energy. So that's a good trait to have, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, taking a look at kind of the rest of the summer here, as, you know, believe it or not, we're getting closer and closer to fall. What does kind of the rest of the summer look like for you as far as, you know, finishing things up at home, moving into Simpson? I'm sure it's a lot different than what it would be in a normal year without COVID going on.
Yes, yes. So currently right now I've been lifting, doing stuff at the Y in Newton with one of my teammates from PCM, actually getting ready for lifting at Simpson. And so I'll move in the 22nd, and then classes will start the 24th, and so will practices for softball as well. And they've been having open field and open gym for softball on Sundays at Simpson too. I just haven't been able to go because I've always been away. So hopefully I can make it to one of those, but yeah.
Right. So what are you kind of expecting for how things are going to look once you get there as far as softball practices, workouts, that kind of thing with COVID-19 going on?
You know, I'm really not sure. I know that we have two different color zones for Simpson. We have the code orange and code yellow. And then depending on which one we're in, we have different guidelines. So I think it's code orange. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But I think we have to wear a mask during that one. And during code yellow, we don't. I'm not sure. It might be the other way around.
Okay. Well, I guess you'll do with what you have. I guess you'll make it work, right?
Yes. At least I get to be on campus.
Exactly. Yeah. And as far as you know, classes are all going to be normal in person. Is that right?
Yes. As of right now, we just have to wear a mask to class.
Okay. And that being said, what are some of the things you're most looking forward to as a college student once you get started at Simpson?
Probably the experiences that I will have, meeting new people, just being around the team, traveling with the team, all of it, I guess. Also pursuing my major that I'm just beyond excited. So. Yeah.
And what are you going to be studying?
I'll be double majoring in accounting and business management.
Well, again, we've been talking with Haley Scuddy of PCM, just a recent PCM graduate, as she'll be joining the Simpson College softball program here when the next school year gets started. Haley, appreciate the time. Best luck here with getting things going at Simpson this fall.
Thank you.